what's your name again, ma'am?
Jane Bissett.
Okay, the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson will conduct your hearing at this time, so just hold on, and the next voice you hear will be the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, ma'am.
Thank you, sir.
Good morning. How are you this morning? Ms. Bissett? Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
You're going in and out, sir. I can't hear you.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me?
Oh, Jane Bissett?
Okay, can you hear me, though? Can you understand me?
Yes, now I can hear you, sir.
Okay, all right. Okay, could you state your name and your ABC number for us for the record?
Jane Marie Bissett, 1767-84, sir.
Ms. Bissett, you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. I'm going to introduce you to the board members that will be conducting your hearing this morning. You have the Honorable Luis Quinones, the Honorable David Bill, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who's our board chair, the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse, and with us also representing the Department of Corrections, Mr. Westby. My name is Michael Johnson. I'm going to be acting as your panel lead this morning, okay?
Okay, sir.
Okay. Prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a notification form. I advise you of this board's hearing. Do you recall signing that form?
You're going in and out, sir.
Prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a notification form advising you of this board's hearing. Do you recall receiving and signing that form?
Yes, sir.
Okay. On that form, you were notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney to represent you. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today?
Representing myself today, sir.
Okay. At this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Westby in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so afar?
Yes, sir.
I do.
Okay, Ms. Bissett, your hearing will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, the board will make a determination whether the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, we'll determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. We're going to start out in phase one. You have one allegation listed on the warrant. I'm going to read that allegation to you. When I read that allegation to you, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting?
Yes, sir.
Okay. The allegation on the warrant states that you have violated the Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 12A, as demonstrated by your failure to report to your assigned parole officer at Mesa Regional Parole Office, 460 North Mesa Drive at Mesa, Arizona, within one working day after your release, on or about April 4, 2018. The vendor's whereabouts are unknown, thus seizing of conduct from supervision. Ms. Bissett, is that true or false?
Yes, sir.
Is it true or false?
Excuse me?
Is that allegation true or false?
Oh, it's true, sir.
All right, but based on the admissions, Ms. Bissett, I'm going to find that she was delinquent. But she did violate the terms and conditions of the supervision because she may have lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or a company.
Okay.
Agreed.
With you,
okay, motion by myself. Just second by Mr. Mill.
Yes.
Yes.
Agreed, Dr. Wright. Agreed, Ms. Quinones. And agreed, Ms. Rittenhouse. Okay, we're going to go on phase two and begin. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start our phase two and give some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Westby. And then we're going to come back to you with some information, and then we'll give you the opportunity, Mr. Bissett, to tell the board whatever you would like to explain to the board, okay?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Westby.
On April 4th, 2018, Ms. Bissett was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections. She was arrested May 26, 2018 by Phoenix PD, no new charges. She is back in DOC custody May 26, 2018 with an adjusted community supervision end date of November 24th, 2018, 52 absconded. Current conviction, 2016, dangerous drug violation, 2 years. Prior convictions, 2003, drug paraphernalia, 1 year. 2003, marijuana violation, 1 year, 9 months. This is her second term in DOC. CUIR scored 3-3. mental health score 3, substance abuse score 3. Gang information notes, she's an admitted member of the Duke and Via Eastside Criminal Street Gang. She has no prior terms of supervision. Disciplinary violations are moderate, with violence and sex acts noted. Under arrest. 2015 assault, Arizona, misdemeanor conviction, probation. All her arrests on record, charges have been dismissed from that file. Her community risk score is G584.
Okay, Mr. Sad, I see that when you were released on April 4th of 2018, you were released to reside and approved reside at Foundations for New Beginning at 250 East Vine Circle in Mesa. It looks like your PO, your CO called, and Foundation was advised that you never did establish residence. Your last known address was 1222 West Cheyenne Drive in Chandler. So, Mr. Sad, what happened when you were released from prison and you didn't report to?
I absconded, sir.
You absconded? Why did you just abscond and not go?
I was scared, sir.
What were you scared of?
I was scared to go to Mesa. I didn't know anything about Mesa, so I'm from Phoenix, Arizona.
Okay, so where did you go? What did you do?
I went to downtown Chaff, sir, 232 South 12th Avenue, sir.
And you stayed there the whole time?
Yes, sir, but I didn't stay inside the shelter, sir. I stayed outside of it.
Okay, did you relapse? You started back to using drugs?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So,
I couldn't hear you. What was that?
Why didn't you contact the parole officer? You were out for 52 days. Were you there at CAS the whole time?
Yes, sir, I was.
And why didn't you contact the parole officer?
Because I lost my paper information, my release paper information with the phone number on it, sir.
Okay, what kind of drugs are you using?
Methamphetamine, sir.
Methamphetamine? Because it looks like all of the arrests that you had, basically, most of them had to come around some type of drugs that you've been involved in. So, you been doing any drugs since you've been incarcerated?
Excuse me, what was that, sir?
Have you been doing any drugs since you've been back in prison?
No, sir, not at all, sir.
Ms. Bissett, I don't see if the board has any additional questions for you.
Okay, thank you, sir.
So what were you doing when the Phoenix police picked you up, ma'am?
I was purchasing a soda from the Phoenix police with a friend of mine, sir.
And they just drove up and just saw you and arrested you?
What happened was that my friend that I was with, he had assaulted a man, and somebody had called the police and gave our descriptions because we were together. So I ended up being a witness to his assault, and they put him in the back of the cop car, and when they came and asked me for my name, sir, I gave them my name and social security number, and I had a warrant, sir.
Okay, well, thank you so very much, and thanks for being honest. Thank you, ma'am.
Okay, are you going to tell me the verdict? No, I mean, I understand if I don't get released, sir, that's totally understandable. I mean, did I pass the board? Did I not pass the board?
You'll find that out in a few moments, but I'll go, Mr. Johnson, we'll continue, and at the end of it, you will know for sure what the board decides.
Okay, thank you, sir. So, do I just sit and wait on this phone?
Yes,
oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Yes, ma'am. Mr. Sir, we're coming up on a conclusion of the hearing. Is there anything else you'd like to say to the board?
Yes, sir, I do. I realize that it was stupid what I did, and if it becomes a second chance, I would want to start all over again.
And what would you do if you started all over again?
I would report to my PO, and I would definitely go to the place wherever I was being put. So I already put in applications to go to a different halfway officer. I would be giving a real chance because, for one, what I did was stupid. Two, I wasn't even thinking, sir. I was scared, and I went and got it mixed up with the wrong people. I need to go to Mesa or somewhere far from Phoenix because I realize that every time I'm in Phoenix, Arizona, I end up relapsing and messing up, and if given a second chance, I want to do something for myself because I'm 36 years old, and I have nothing to show for 36 years. You know what I'm saying? It's time to get my life together, and if I don't be granted board, or if I do, whether I get out in November, or if I get out today, tomorrow, whatever, I'm going to make sure that I do it for myself.
Okay. Mr. Bissett, the board's going to go into discussion. While the board's in discussion, we'll make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community seat division. I'm going to ask you to remain on the phone, happy to remain silent while the board's in discussion, but stay on the phone so you can hear the conversation taking place amongst the board, okay?
Thank you, sir.
All right. The board is now into discussion. Ms. Bissett, what you again said that she was afraid when she was released. She got back involved with some of her friends here in Phoenix, got back involved in doing methamphetamine, so she was scared and didn't even go call her PO and notify them. She was apprehended when she was stopped by the police with her friend and hers, and they committed an assault, and they asked her for her ID. And she subsequently ran a check and found out she had a warrant and was sent back. Ms. Bissett says that it is stupid that she didn't recall it, report to a PO, and if she had another opportunity, she would therefore report to a parole officer. But it's kind of curious. She said she didn't want to go to Mason because she didn't know anything about Mason. She was scared, but she said that she would have to go to Mason or someplace where she don't know anybody in Phoenix, so that she would not wind up with the wrong crowd. She will be released on November 24th of 2018, which is a few months away. But I think if she's really sincere about turning her life around and getting something done in her life, she says she's 36 years old now. She takes this time that she has left and work with the CO3 there to work on her drug problem and get involved in a program or get involved once she leaves. I think she'll be able to be a productive citizen if she's sincere in turning herself around and work on it while she's incarcerated. I don't think Ms. Bissett would be a good candidate to be released back out of community supervision at this time. I'm willing to listen to the rest of my colleagues. If there are no comments coming from the colleagues, I am then going to move to revoke the community supervision of Ms. Bissett, by that she was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of the supervision, and that she had or was about to lapse into criminal ways of company, as she did, abscond for 52 days, and which we cannot ignore the 52 days that she had abscond. We don't know for sure exactly what she was doing, but she did relapse and start back to using drugs during that period of time. That would be my motion.
Second.
Agree.
Okay, motion by myself, second by Ms. Rittenhouse, agree Dr. Wright, agree Mr. Neal, agree Mr. Quinones. Okay, Ms. Bissett?
Yes, sir.
Ms., the board has voted to revoke your community supervision. If you're sincere about getting your life together, you've been 36 years old and haven't had an opportunity to really turn your life around, if you take this time that you have left, work with your CO3, not doing any drugs while you're incarcerated, get into some programming as much as you can while you're there, so that when you are released, you'll be better prepared to get out and be a productive citizen, and hopefully not have any more negative contact or influence with law enforcement again. I do want to thank you for taking the time and opportunity for appearing before this board. That is going to conclude the hearing at this time. You will be released on November 24th of 2018.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.